This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. There are now 123 known cases of coronavirus in Massachusetts. More than 90 are being traced back to the Biogen Leadership Conference held in Boston last month. 8 more are linked to the Berkshire Medical Center. As of Friday, the state had not released updated numbers on how many people had been tested. We're joined now by Dr. Helen Boucher, Chief of the Division of Geographic Medicine and Infectious Diseases at the Tufts Medical Center. Dr. Boucher, thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
Last Wednesday, the Department of Public Health said more than 200 people had received a test for the novel coronavirus here in Massachusetts, a number they have not publicly updated since. So does 123 known cases here in Massachusetts approach the real picture?
Well, it's a really great question, Sharon, and unfortunately, I'm afraid it does not. What we're seeing now is what many of us are calling the tip of the iceberg. We're seeing, you know, the beginning of the diagnosis of the disease in our state, and the fact that we see spread in the community that is spread between people or two people who don't have any connection to those two clusters that you mentioned really makes it much more likely that there's more significant disease already present in Massachusetts.
Do you have any sense of the scale?
You know, I would just be conjecturing, but we think that it's more than the numbers that we see from the official test results.
The state says it now has the capacity to test 5,000 people. Is this enough?
Well, you know, 5,000 people a day, you know, maybe starting to get towards what we're going to need. But you may have heard, yesterday, the president announced a significant public-private partnership so that we'll have private companies offering testing. And I think together between the government resources and the private resources, we'll be able to get to the kind of levels of testing that we need. But it's going to take some time. And we really are asking our citizens to be patient as this ramps up and to trust us in the healthcare system that we're doing the right thing by prioritizing the patients most in need of testing.
Do you have a sense of more precisely when more testing will become available in Massachusetts?
We have heard from several of our industry colleagues that the tests will become available soon, as in next week. What we don't really know, and that's great news, what we don't really know is what the capacity will be of that testing, right? Will they be prepared to accept thousands of tests and turn them around quickly, or will the turnaround, what we call the turnaround time, you know, the time from when we submit the test to when a result is reported back to us, you know, how long will that be? Will it be 1 day, 5 days, longer? So those are some of the questions that remain unanswered at this time.
And we keep hearing about these disconnects between some authorities saying that testing is becoming more and more available and patients saying they can't get testing or they don't meet the criteria. Do you have any take on that?
I do. And so, as I alluded to earlier, as of this moment, testing is being determined and the need for testing is being determined by the state public health system, which is appropriate. As of yesterday, Governor Baker announced new criteria for testing, and it's a relatively complex system. There are 8 categories now, and we're focusing on those who are ill, those who are at the highest risk of complications from this virus. And it's important to remember that 80% of people will have mild disease. And then healthcare workers who might potentially be in at risk of spreading the infection in their work. So we have new prioritization, but it's important to remember that it's only prioritizing the sick, and I mean the sick enough to be in the hospital type of patient. So people who are well enough to stay at home, who have cold symptoms or what we would consider more mild flu symptoms, should call their doctor and stay at home unless they're directed to come in.
Testing obviously is important, but on a relative scale, how important is our ability to ramp up testing at this stage compared to other measures such as radical social distancing?
We know that social distancing, this practice of avoiding crowds, staying home when we're sick, canceling sporting events, you know, some of these painful decisions that have been made this week, we know that these measures work. These measures were proven to work as far back as the Spanish flu in 1918. So regardless of the availability of testing, we know that these things work. And again, we're sort of begging everyone's indulgence through this hardship. It's going to be a hardship for everybody, all of our families and relatives, you know, as we go through this. But be assured that these measures work.
Dr. Boucher, thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Helen Boucher is chief of the Division of Geographic Medicine and Infectious Diseases at the Tufts Medical Center. You'll find more coverage on the local impact of the coronavirus on wbur.org/coronavirus.